You're Lori Dubose, as we welcome on Community Contact, Miss Pam Hunter with the Baller Dream Foundation. Welcome back, Pam.
Good morning, and yes, welcome back. It's a lovely day, isn't it?
It's beautiful, and we're excited about a big event you have this week for the Baller Dream Foundation. And before we start talking about what is basically a men's fashion show, tell us a little bit about the Baller Dream Foundation and why fundraising events like this are so important.
Right. Through these type of events and through our donors and supporters, we're able to provide our support, gifts, and major life experiences to our local children and young adults that are battling cancer in our area here locally. And that's what we'll be doing with this particular event, as well as the other events that we have done this year and in the future. So it's so important because so many of these families are under a lot of it's such a pressure when you have a child or a young adult who is battling cancer. It's even a major financial impact, which in connection with the event we're having, and I wanted to tell you also about some things we're doing, because this is September is cancer, Childhood Cancer Awareness Month.
Okay.
So we've got some other things going on too, but the big thing is our fashion show, which is going to be this Thursday at the Fairhope Yacht Club. It's going to start at 11 o'clock, and you should get there at 11 o'clock because we're going to have some fun auction items available. 24 purses that are absolutely gorgeous designer purses, some of them valued at $500. All of them are very nice, and we have some artwork and some jewelry also that will be available there for your shopping pleasure. And then we will go to our luncheon at the Yacht Club dining room, and the fashion show will begin. We're featuring 30 men from across both sides of the bay, very prominent businessmen that care so much about our community. And I'm telling you, there was no shortage of men waiting to be in this show. I had to turn a few down and say, you're going to have to wait till next year. So we're real excited about it. We're excited that we've gotten this. We have so many involved in this particular fashion show with the local retailers here locally. We've got fashions from East Bay Clothiers. We've got CK Collection. We have Riverbend. We have also Seven South. And we also have Southern Gent. So, one last one that's so fun is Lakewood Pro Shop. So we have about five or six men that are going to be modeling from their golf attire. So it'll be a lot of fun.
It sounds wonderful. And that's all this Thursday, this week, happening at the Fairhope Yacht Club. Tell us about how we can get tickets. I know that tickets are limited because space is limited.
Right, we are limited. Right now, I think the last count I saw is we have 47 tickets available now, which I think we've already taken up one because I just invited Lori to come. So
Thank you.
We have 46 tickets available. But if you go to ballerdream.org and look under our event page, you'll see Men with Style, and there you can buy the tickets. There's still some sponsorships levels available too if you'd like to sponsor, because you get tickets with that as well. I encourage everyone. I do expect it to sell out. We only have a limited capacity of 134 seats for this event.
And that is Baller, B-A-L-L-E-R, ballerdream.org. That is this Thursday, 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Fairhope Yacht Club. Complimentary Prosecco, and as well as the purse, bag, art, and auction, and the wonderful fashion show. Now, you often have beneficiaries, children with cancer, that the Baller Dream Foundation has helped, are usually featured at your events.
Will be two at this one as well. What is so cute is we have one of our little girls, actually she's a teenager, Madison. She's going to be modeling with her grandfather, and then Camden, who is one of our boys here from Daphne, he's going to be modeling with his father. So we'll be featuring them as well. So you can come and see them, and I'm sure we'll introduce them, and you can see how well they're doing. So we're so happy that right now they're doing well, and they've completed some major milestones in their treatment.
What types of things has the Baller Dream Foundation done for those children and their families?
Well, we do so many different things because we really reach out as early as we can from their early diagnosis and try to provide almost like a family-like support to them.
Mm-hmm.
Many of them, including them and others, we do a lot of things related to activities in the hospital while they're getting their treatment. Many cases, they're getting outpatient treatment. So we have provided what we call infusion bags, and they have games and things to comfort them during their treatments, hard candies, little games and activities so they can take their mind off the while they're having their treatment.
Mm-hmm.
We also provide some financial support to them through, like, gas cards, which are well needed right now with the price of gasoline, because many of these families are traveling from other areas to the local hospitals here. We focus a lot on USA Children's and Women's Hospital here in Mobile, and that's where we kind of kicked off our activities here. We're also expanding into infirmary, so we can also work with the young adults that are battling cancer. And that's an area that I want to focus on as going forward. There's a real need for that. Imagine a young adult who has maybe a child, and maybe they're terminally ill. We can look at helping them in the long run do something for that child to provide some type of support in the long run for that, whether it be an education fund or something like that, that will be a big help to them.
Then you've done some big, almost like a make-a-wish for some of the children as well.
We do have some major gifts that we have given. Mainly, Madison, who will be there, she's a history buff, and we decided to surprise her with a trip to Washington, D.C.
Wow.
So she went there during her spring break. So we look at each child, and we've actually talked to them. Our founder talks to him 3 or 4 times, and he figures out what will probably be something that they would be totally surprised and loved. So he'll come up with some very unique item or gift or experience for them.
Let's talk about him, because he's the reason the Baller Dream Foundation exists. And for those of you that haven't heard this story before, it's quite touching. In a summary, if you can, Frank de Blasio. I'm saying
de Blasi.
De Blasi. I don't know why I want to
He laughs at me because I say it with that southern accent. But
yeah.
He's an Italian, yes. He is Sicilian. And Frank, when you meet him, you'll never forget him. He's such a wonderful man. He is a cancer survivor. He had cancer. He was diagnosed when he was 29. And while he was in the hospital, he looked around and saw all these other cancer patients that may not have had as much support from family as he was able to get in his situation. And he felt like there was a real need to really provide the support to help the families.
It was almost a promise to God. Let me survive this, and I will help. I'll
and he has, and yeah. He just had his 15. He just celebrated 15 years of being cancer free. So, and that's about the age when he started. Right after that, he started in New York, the foundation where he was living. He later moved from New York and expanded into Arizona, in Nevada, then California, and then guess where he ended up? We're from here in Lower Alabama.
We need to hear that story again.
Yeah.
That was such a God wink, if you will.
It was such a... He was in, actually, there was a young man from New York that wanted to go see the Dallas Cowboys play football, and so Frank made arrangements. The man was terminally ill and only had a short time to live, so Frank flew him and his family out to Dallas and made all these wonderful arrangements with the Dallas Cowboys so he could come to see a game. He was treated, you know, first class the whole way. The night before the game, Frank was talking to his brother about the foundation and what they were doing at the time. And a couple overheard them, and they happened to think, what, the Baller Dream Foundation, what could that possibly mean? And I'll explain to you what that means. So they looked it up on their phone, and they found out, first of all, that the Baller Dream Foundation, the baller part meant instead of calling our young children and young adults patients, we like to call them ballers. It's a much more uplifting term. It's very hip. They enjoy it. So then they also learned about what we were doing with hospitals in the regions that we were already in, that we connected with hospitals that were treating pediatric cancer patients and young adults. And they thought to themselves, wow, wonder if they could do something like this over here in the Mobile Bay area, since we have USA Health Children's and Women's Hospital.
So the Mobilians were at the Dallas Cowboys
having
dinner and overheard Frank's conversation.
So they interrupted him and said, would you consider coming to Alabama? And Frank thought of Cousin Vinny and gave kind of a little wise crack back that, why would I? And so they said, no, you really should check out our area. And Frank went home. He checked it out. He got on an airplane a couple of weeks later, and he came here and did some homework and found out what our area was about, drove over and saw the hospital, and was very moved by the whole idea that he had come to our area. And that's where it kind of began. He stepped out and talked to the hospital, and they were so excited by what he was doing with the other hospitals he worked with. And we've had this wonderful partnership ever since.
And you were blessed because he was looking for someone to manage the South Alabama arm.
He started looking for an executive director to be here local full time because he couldn't manage it. From Scottsdale. So he took about 2 years to find it, and I'm kind of glad he did, because in the meantime, I ended up having cancer, and after my treatment in 2020, I found out he still had not found an executive director, and we knew each other because I'd been to some of his events, and so I approached him and asked if maybe this would be something we could do together. And I started back in December of 2020, so this will be my second year.
Very, very impressive, and what a great story. So in case you missed the beginning of this and you're moved now to want to help, there's the Men with Style Fashion Show and auction this Thursday, 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Fairhope Yacht Club, and a few tickets are left.
Yes, and we have other ways you can help right now. We have several local restaurants that are featuring our specialty cocktail for this month, and a portion of those proceeds will be donated back to Baller Dream Foundation. Over here in Fairhope, we have the Hope Farm, and we also have Sean's Prime Dining. Over in Mobile, we have O'Daly's Irish Pub, Post, Outsider, and Chuck's Fish Mobile. So they've have these specialty drinks they designed just to celebrate us during our pediatric cancer awareness month. Another thing you can do is, if you're familiar with Kind Cafe in Fairhope, they have a specialty candle that we've had designed. That's our Dreamsicle candle that we have an artist drawing by Nancy Reyes on the label. It's beautiful. If you go there, you can pick those up for $20, and I'm telling you, they're really nice candles. So those are wonderful ways. You can also go on our website. We have you'll see a section where you can make a donation, and really no donation is too small. Anyone, from a couple of dollars, I can go and buy some coloring supplies. For $50, I'll buy a gas card. I can go up from there, but it all adds up to a wonderful cause.
So that website again is ballerdream.org, just like it sounds, baller, B-A-L-L-E-R, dream.org, or just Google Baller Dream Foundation. There you can get the tickets to the Men with Style Fashion Show luncheon this Thursday, as well as make a donation and learn more. Anything else, Pam, you want to mention?
I would love to share some facts that I've learned about pediatric cancer. Many people aren't aware of this, but only 4% of the annual research budget in America goes to pediatric cancer. 4%. And 1 in 4 families lose more than 40% of their annual income as a result of childhood cancer treatments because they can't go to work. And then 80% of the families with a child with cancer will experience some level of hardship. And that's why we're saying things like gas cards, cards for groceries even. And as far here locally, I found out that the hospital, USA Health Children's and Women Hospital, they're seeing about 3 to 6 newly diagnosed children each month. And then there's other children from our area. They're going to, you know, whether it be Birmingham or to Memphis, to mm-hmm. other children's hospitals throughout the country. So it's in a major amount of people in our both counties, Mobile and Baldwin counties, that are unfortunately battling cancer. So really, it's so important that we as a community reach out to these families and help them. It's a tough, many of us have either personally experienced cancer or know someone who has experienced cancer. But for me, I'm an adult. I can't imagine what it would be like for a child to be experiencing it.
So, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Pam Hunter, Executive Director of the Baller Dream Foundation, ballerdream.org, once again, for more information. If you missed part of this interview, you want